Welcome to The Hitch, week 8.
Hi.
Hi. It's day 51.
And we are Riverside.
We're right by the St. Vrain River, as you can hear.
Yeah.
I'm sure, because it's pretty high right now.
It's super high.
Yeah, it's like we camped in this same campground last year, and it was so low that we kept getting stuck. While we were trying to tube, we would literally just like bottom out and have to stop. Now it's high enough that it was closed for a while. I don't know when they opened it again.
But yeah, it's open, but it's high enough that earlier today, in addition to the sort of never-ending parade of tubers, which for those that aren't familiar, is riding an inner tube down the river.
it's a thing.
There were also a couple of people riding like inflatable boats with oars.
Yeah, I've seen some inflatable canoes.
So
I've seen that.
I remember last year I tried and I just got beached almost immediately.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, watching big old inflatable rafts go, I think I could probably get it done.
Oh, you could definitely get it done. You'll go flying.
Yeah. People are really moving on it.
People are really moving. I know, I'm a little nervous.
It looks
fun. See if I'm brave enough.
You filled up tubes today, right?
Yeah, heck yeah, I did. At my parents' house, my dad was like, I've got an air compressor, because I was saying how we were going to go to the gas station and fill up the tubes. So we just did it right there.
Boom.
Knocked it out. So the tubes are ready to go.
Jeez, why aren't we in there right now?
Let's do it. Because it's cold probably in there.
And we'd ruin the mic.
That'd be
the main issue.
That would be pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
Just put a plastic bag over it.
But yeah, I worked today. I was around the campsite all day. I've not left the grounds. Feeling a little stir crazy. But one thing that was amazing, I worked for a little bit outside, and when I would have breaks, I'd take a walk or whatever. And this campground and this park generally is so full of people.
There's so many people here.
Families, and it's so vibrant in a way that I don't know if we've been at a single campsite in the last 51 days that has matched this level of just like activity and people and like.
Right, because it has the combination of, it's a city park, so the people, I mean, city in quotes, because Lyons is very small. I don't know how many people live here, but it's, you know, just a few thousand. So, it's a city park, and the river, the St. Vrain River, runs around it, and it sort of comes in like a U-shaped.
Right.
Well, I think we mentioned last night that there was a big flood in this area in 2013. And it ripped through this area and just completely destroyed it. So when they rebuilt it, they made it intentionally like meander a bit.
Right.
And so it kind of is a horseshoe shaped park with the river running around the edge.
Yeah.
And so it's very easy for people to tube because they can go in one side and end in the other
side.
Get
a decent run and
then
walk.
You're not that far from the beginning again. So it's a really great park. So everyone uses it. I mean, the residents of Lyons. People come from elsewhere. Like, I have my sister and one of her daughters are coming up tomorrow to tube
because
because they're like all excited. And so it's like people from all around are coming.
Yeah.
It's a good spot for tubing. It's a little more safe maybe than some of the other places.
Right.
Where, you know.
But it's interesting because like I was definitely thinking today as I was walking around about kind of what makes a campground feel alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is as a campground, this is probably the smallest or one of the smallest that we've stayed in.
Yeah, there are, I think, 15 sites.
For RVs.
That's it, for RVs,
and maybe
trailers. And then there's maybe 10 more campsites.
Equivalent number for
or so.
Tents.
Yeah, maybe a few more. It's
and,
small.
You know, the place that we just were, the St. Vrain State Park, we were in site number,
71
of...
There
you know, one set of loops,
there
were probably 100 and something. And occasionally you saw people sitting outside of their RV having a campfire at night, but you did not see anyone anywhere.
No.
And that was, you know, that was true a lot of places.
Right.
And like how you build a campground that feels like people are actually there is really interesting because
it
like...
is.
It's not just about beauty.
No.
Because, like...
Although this area is just... there, it's so incredible.
But, like, the Carlsbad campground...
Right.
...was just a big gravel area with a few trees, and it was blisteringly hot. And yet, there were people... at any activity that you went to, in either their indoor air conditioned area or the pool or whatever, there were always people there. Mm-hmm. Like, you felt like you were at a place that was, you know, people were there.
It was active.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that just hasn't been true at every campground, despite the fact that they are bigger or they are, you know, more well-appointed. Or, like, a funny thing is the... every KOA that you stay at has, like, a dog park, and they are usually a fenced-in grass area with some random dog equipment thrown in and a couple of poop bags, and they're almost never used. And then in Santa Fe, for some reason that I still puzzle at...
And it was one of the worst
The campground
ones.
Was... the dog park was terrible. It was
just
loose
a gravel.
Pebble gravel, nothing but a bench, and yet... there was never a point where there was not
was
someone
really
in there with
used.
Their dog.
I mean, there were some other ones that were well used, like the dog park in Austin. But
that was well used by us.
Right. And a few
but
of,
I never,
some
yeah.
other, I saw some other people.
Okay.
But yeah, the Santa Fe one was, that was a real mystery to me because it wasn't a great dog park. It was a nice campground.
Yeah.
The dog park itself was like gravel and small and there was no shade.
Yeah.
It was very strange.
It was really weird that it was constantly
well,
in
you
use.
Know, thinking about what people want to do, realizing that activities are important, especially with kids, to keep them occupied.
Yeah.
Like, a campsite is not enough, usually. I mean, before we go to a new campground, our four-year-old always asks, what does this one have to do? What is there to do? And, like, sometimes, like the St. Vrain one, as useful as that campground is for us for location...
Right.
Is like, well, you know, because they don't have a playground.
Yeah.
They don't have, you know, so it depends on what you're doing. I mean, they have fishing there. If you were fishing, you'd
right.
be psyched, you know, but, and it's pretty, but like this one, I was able to say there's two playgrounds. There's, you know, the river, there's, you know, and things are just well thought out. Like the, like right now we're sitting on these giant boulders that are like flattened and stair step down, so they are natural, but they have been intentionally put here.
Yeah.
Like, they're not naturally here.
Right.
I mean, they're natural in the sense that they're rocks, but like, they've made them perfectly, you know, they've laid them out so that people can sit on them, walk down to the river easily, that kind of thing. There's just a lot of intention at this campsite.
Yeah, and it's really, it pays off. You know, I mean, like we said last night, this was the first campsite that we booked for this whole trip.
Yeah.
And we went, you have a maximum of 14 days, and we booked it for as long
as
we
could
get.
Yeah.
We couldn't get 14, but we got close. And, you know, that is a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's a really remarkable place.
And it's funny because the campsites themselves, like what we
are
said.
Are real nothing.
Like the hookup sites. I mean, the camp, it's funny because the tent sites, at least some of them, are much nicer in that there's like a picnic table and they're right on the river and, you know, that kind of thing. Not all of them, but most of them are really nice.
Yeah.
And they have grills built in and stuff like that. And the RV sites are like just a parking lot, basically. But it's okay because, like we said last night, we're right by this beautiful park. You just walk over.
Yeah, you just walk 10 yards and you're in the
soccer field. I mean, this morning I got up early and went on a run and I saw so many families out at like 8 a.m.
Well, that's really like...
playing baseball.
The tent sites, every single tent site is like a family of like 8 people. It's like multiple tents and like a giant stack of tubes. And it's really fun.
Yeah,
like,
it's super
It is such a fun campground. In fact, we've been sitting here and I'm like, I want to take my shoes off.
I know. Stick your
feet in
the river.
Feet in the water. I bet it's really cold. This is snow melt,
right? It's
going
to be cold,
Yeah.
It's definitely going to be cold. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. I think they maintain it well.
Yeah.
You know, they keep... there's just a lot that goes into making a good campsite. But having things to do... that aren't, you're not getting nickel and dimed for.
I've
learned that I get annoyed when things, like, you pay a good chunk of change to stay in most campgrounds, right. You know? And then the ones, there are some that are like, they have game rooms, but like every game is a dollar or whatever. I get a little bit annoyed by that. Like, I understand that people that own campgrounds have to make a living, and sometimes maybe that's hard to do. But I just, it reduces the use that people use the things.
Yeah.
And so I just think everything should be rolled into the price.
Yeah, agreed. Though, this campsite is the first campsite we've been to that has pay internet.
Oh, that's true.
You know,
it's true.
It's pay use, and it actually works.
And it works. And so,
And so there's, like, that's definitely, I can think of multiple campsites that we've been to this time that had they had
pay
working
option,
internet, but you need to pay for it, I would have paid in an
instant.
You even said
that. I remember you said that at a few places, though, because we've had real dodgy internet. Every single campground, almost without fail, except for like the state park ones, are like, we have Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi, and every single one is subpar.
Yeah, or like, non-existent.
And so, it like, paying extras for some things, if you know they're going to work, is definitely worth it.
Yeah, so. Because, you know, for me, with doing so much work, in the last two state parks we've been at, all my work has been hotspotted off my phone, which thankfully, as opposed to Santa Fe, the phones work, you know.
Right.
And so I can do that, but I'm starting to reach upwards in my hotspot numbers. And so when I saw I could actually pay for it, I jumped at it and it works totally fine. But I feel like it's very hard to describe this campground adequately.
Right.
Obviously, you can hear the river, but opposite bank from us is just a wall.
It's a cliff.
A cliff.
A rock face
that is,
I don't know, how high is that, 150 feet?
Probably, at least.
Just
and it's
like,
it's not sheer. It's all the rocks are jutting out in kind of vertical stair-stepped angles, and it is so dramatic.
It's very dramatic, and they're red, and there's some nice, they've had a lot of rain, and they had a ton of snow this year, so they have a lot of water for Colorado, and
so
everything is
green.
Very green, so you've got these green trees and green grass and green shrubbery contrasted against this red, because around Lyons, one of the wonderful things about it is there's this really red rock, and it is just gorgeous
here.
It
is amazing.
I mean, it is breathtaking. That's a huge part of it. What makes good campground? It's beautiful.
Yeah. But I mean, we really haven't stayed at many beautiful campgrounds, and yet there have been a bunch that it's like, I'll come back here.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, because they have a lot of fun things to do.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the more KOA style campgrounds are not particularly beautiful.
A lot of times they're just off the highway.
They have a lot of fun things to do. You know, they have a lot of reasons to be there.
Oftentimes a pool and sometimes games for the kids and things like that. So, I mean, obviously it depends on who you are and, you know, your family needs. But when you get a campground where there's a lot to do, man, it makes it so much better. And especially when there's stuff to do outside.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And to that end,
yeah,
I want to wrap it up because I want to stick my feet in the water.
I want to go see how cold it is.
So we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay,
bye. Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer, by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at TinCanEvangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll see you on the road.